Hi, y'all. Barbara Dooley here. I was talking to my friend David from Bulldog Kia the other day, and wouldn't you know, they were telling me how they will buy your vehicle from you even if you don't buy one from them. That's amazing. You can sell your car, truck, or SUV to Bulldog Kia even if you don't want to buy one from them. Now, if you want to buy a great new or used vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia, by all means, we would love that. But you don't have to for them to buy your car. You simply get a quote for your vehicle, approve the offer, and walk out with a check in hand. It's so easy. Check them out at Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or BulldogKia.com. That's BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, February the 10th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. The Trump trial begins. The High Court chimes in about the church, and the second oldest living person in the world beat COVID. Donald Trump's second impeachment trial began yesterday with harrowing video footage, but Republican senators made clear with a first keynote late in the afternoon how difficult it will be to win a conviction. Senators voted 56-44 in favor of the constitutionality of the historic trial. The vote held before the main part of the trial was to get underway later today, and it saw six Republicans join all 50 Democrats in the evenly divided Senate. In other news, after a series of recent pro-worshipper rulings, the Supreme Court granted a California worshipper's emergency application asking for the state's far-reaching restrictions on in-person religious services to be rolled back. The ruling in the case, known as Gish v. Newsom, came late on February the 8th after applicants filed an emergency application for an injunction a month ago. Wendy Gish, one of the four worshipers who brought the application, attends Shield of Faith Family Church in San Bernardino County, California. The application was referred to Justice Elena Kagan, who referred it to the full court. Finally, Sister André Randon, a religious sister in France, will turn 117 years old this week after surviving COVID-19 last month. Born Lucille Randon on February the 11th, 1904, she converted to Catholicism at the age of 19. After serving young children and the elderly at a French hospital, she joined the Daughters of Charity, founded by St. Vincent de Paul, at the age of 40. According to the Gerontology Research Group, which validates details of people believed to be 110 or older, Sister André is the second oldest known living person in the world. The oldest person is Japan's Kane Tanaka, who turned 118 on January the 2nd. Our quote of the day comes from St. Peter Damian. He said, "It is not sinners, but the wicked who should despair. It is not the magnitude of one's crime, but contempt of God that dashes one's hopes." Coming up, our saint of the day. She's a saint of the Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Churches, and the Anglican Communion. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, You can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Scholastica. She was a nun who was the twin sister of Saint Benedict, the father of monasticism in Western Europe. The siblings were born around 480 to a Roman noble family in Nursia, Italy. Scholastica devoted herself to God from her earliest youth, as the account of Benedict's life by Pope Gregory the Great mentions that his sister was, quote, dedicated from her infancy to our Lord. The twins' mother died at their birth. When Benedict was old enough, he left home to study in Rome, leaving Scholastica with her father to tend the Nursian estate. In time, Benedict left his studies to live first as a hermit and then as the head of a community of monks in Italy. When Scholastica heard of her brother's total dedication to the Lord, she was determined to follow his example. Unlike her brother, Saint Scholastica was never the subject of a formal biography, and as such, little is known of her life apart from her commitment to religious life, which paralleled that of her brother. Pope Gregory wrote that Scholastica used to come once a year to visit Benedict at a house situated halfway between the two communities. Saint Benedict's biographer recounted a story, which is frequently told, about the last such visit between the siblings. They passed the time, as usual, in prayer and pious conversation, after which Scholastica begged her brother to remain for the night, but he refused. She then joined her hands together, laid them on the table, and bowed her head upon them in supplication to God. When she lifted her head from the table, immediately there arose such a storm that neither Benedict nor his fellow monks could leave. Seeing that he could not return to his abbey because of such thunder and lightning and great abundance of rain, Pope Gregory wrote, the man of God became sad and began to complain to his sisters, saying, God forgive you, what have you done? I wanted you to stay, and you wouldn't listen, she answered. I have asked our good Lord, and he graciously granted my request. So if you can still depart, in God's name return to your monastery, and leave me here alone. Saint Benedict had no choice but to stay and speak to his sister all night long about spiritual matters, including the kingdom of heaven for which she would soon depart. 3 days later, in the year 553, in a vision, Benedict saw the soul of his sister departed from her body and in the likeness of a dove ascend into heaven. He rejoiced with hymns and praise, giving thanks to God. His monks brought her body to his monastery and buried it in the grave that he had provided for himself. Saint Benedict followed her soon after and was buried in the same grave with his sister. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Barrett Brief Show with Richard Barrett. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.